Okay, so good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is doing very, very nicely, and everybody is staying safe, and those who are especially in the healthcare and assisted living, and amongst our more senior population, God willing, slowly but surely, to receive the wonderful, as I like to call it, the Sam HaChaim, the vaccine, really an elixir of life, and God willing, for everybody to continue to stay healthy. It's so important to maintain our vigilance at this time. So the second Mizmor of Tehillim, I already noted the first time around how it focuses much more on the national scale. To contrast, Ashrei Ha'ish is the first Tehillim, very micro, personal level. Asher Lo Halach Batzas Rishayim, the second Tehillim, focuses on the relationship between the Jewish people and the nations. L'amarag Shogayim U'l'umim Yerugyegu Rik. So that was the first time around. I just wanted to focus on the penultimate pasuk here in the Mizmor, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ira adam. So we should serve God with a sense of awe and reverence. So we have to have a healthy sense of reverence later on in Tehillim, of course, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. But for now, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu, and we can experience joy, but b'ira adam with the proper amount of trembling. When the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Daled Amud Beis cites this pasuk, Rav Masya ben Charash Omer was speaking about the preamble to Moshe entering the cloud at Har Sinai, Vechaseu Ha'anan Lahar, Vayikral Moshe, Moshe. So Rav Masya ben Charash was interpreting this pasuk to mean, L'Baal Kasev Elo La'ayim Alav, that it was a manner of creating a sense of intimidation even for Moshe, Kedesh Etei Torah Nisenes, Be'ema B'reses Uvizeya, Shenemar Ivdu Es Hashem B'yira, that Moshe should receive the Torah with a sense of awe. V'gilu b'ra'ada. My v'gilu b'ra'ada. Mervada b'rmasna m'rav. Makom gila sham tehe ra'ada. So Rashi explains that Matan Torah would have naturally, maybe not the way that we think about it for Moshe, been a source of unmitigated joy. After all, pikudei Hashem yishari misam chelev. So he had to be reminded that there's a sense of awe that goes along with that. And that things need to be balanced. There could be a great joy in receiving the Torah. B'yom chasun aso, b'yom simchas libo, yom chasun aso, zemayim ad har Sinai, that's Matan Torah. Chazal tell us at the end of Masechta Tainis that this was as happy as a wedding day, and yet there has to be the proper sense of Kovid Rosh. So speaking of Kovid Rosh, the other place in the Gemara this pasuk is discussed is, of course, the very beginning of the fifth parak of Masechta Brachos, Einom Din Lispalel, Ela Mitoch Kovet Rosh. So there the Gemara says that it's looking for the Pasuk. How do we know that a person has to have such a serious attitude? Is it from Chana? Well, Chana was very depressed about her situation. She didn't have any children. Maybe it was from David. They say, but David too, have a mitzar nafshe beracha metuval. He was, you know, almost went to an extreme, you know, when it came to tfilos. So the Gemara eventually settles on the pasuk, Elam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mehacha ivdu, from language of ivdu ula avdo b'chol avavchem. It's a reference to tfila. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'ada. So of course, naturally, we have to daven with a proper sense of reverence, but also v'gilu b'rada. So unlike the Gemara in Yuma, v'gilu b'rada means naturally it would have been a place of great joy, but Moshe needed to temper that with a sense of ema b'yira v'zasa suvireya, with a sense of awe for Maimed Har Sinai for receiving the Torah. So here, now the Gemara takes it from the opposite angle. Mai v'gilu b'rada, mervada b'ramasna m'rabba b'makom gilo shamte rada. Abayi hava yasav kami d'rabba chazei d'hava kavagabada achtuva. Abayi Sarabba was smiling. Amar v'gilu b'rada k'siv. And he says, why are you smiling so much? Amar lai ana tefillin manchana. Don't worry that I'm taking things too far because I'm wearing tefillin. So what exactly does this mean? Tefillin is a sign of a person who's mekabel malchus shamayim. After all, written into the tefillin themselves are the parshios of Shema. And a person puts on tefillin. The Torah says, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. It's a way of literally, you know, attaching ourselves to Hashem. So in that context, the Rambam writes that a person, every kol zman that the tefillin are on the person, he's filled with a sense of awe and anivus and humility in the face of God and yirah shamayim. And so that the you might get an extreme in the other direction, right? That the God-man encounter is only meant to be one of trepidation. So that's what he meant. Ana tefillin manchana. It's a given that I have a sense of awe and reverence, but I'm smiling, right? Because of the relationship that I'm able to enjoy with Hashem within this context. So again, the Gemara in Yuma says, you know, Moshe would have been very joyous. Pikudei Hashem yisharim misam chilev. And so what was needed is a balance from the opposite point of view. So Hashem made sure that before he went on to Har Sinai, he had a very awe-inspiring experience. That's Vigilu Berada. The Gemara Brachos has it in the opposite direction. Anytime that we stand to pray, we're, right, Omed Bifnei HaMelech, there's a sense of intimidation, there's a sense of smallness. And so that's the Ivdu As Hashem Beira. But Vigilu Berada, we don't want it to be an overwhelming kind of a feeling of trepidation where we feel that we can't even open our mouths, that we feel that we can't even express ourselves. So that's the idea of Ana Tfilin Manchana, that once a person has already established his credentials in terms of Yirah Shamayim, so there has to be a healthy amount of joy in the relationship as well. There's always a balance which is required. So Gilu Bira'ada. Sometimes we need a little bit more trembling, and sometimes we need a little bit more emphasis on the Gila, on the joy that comes with that. And that's really what we have here in these two different Gemaras that we were striving for, is a very much a balanced approach. And I think that that's always true. But it's especially true right now. We can't be too vigilant when it comes to our well-being, especially as we're in a period where we can already see that help and the Yeshua is here, and we have to do everything that we can to make it there safely. So that's on the one hand. But if a person only thinks about that, that's the only thing that they contemplate all day long, is, and again, I'm not advocating for a second any lapses in vigilance, but if a person doesn't contemplate any other things, a person can't find things to laugh about, to smile about, so that will be a very unhealthy experience. So that's exactly what the Rabbah was saying to Abaye, that Ana Tefillin Manchana, I'm already holding very, very, very closely in terms of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, in terms of Yira Shemayim. And you shouldn't worry that if I'm smiling a little bit, that things are out of hand. So within the context of a very healthy and necessary approach of vigilance, we always have to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing to maintaining our psychological well-being and our social well-being. And I think that this is ultimately what's going to make us even more successful in terms of our vigilance. If all we have is vigilance, some people are going to crack. They're going to say, I can't do it anymore. But when we have the proper approach, when we have vigilance, and we make sure to find a way to have the appropriate balance, Gila and Ra'ada together, so definitely a sense of trembling and trepidation and awe, but also a sense of joy, will be much more successful over the long term in terms of maintaining our vigilance, specifically because we are finding the appropriate outlets in terms of Vigilu Bira'ata. Everybody have a wonderful day.